Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies and I travel across these great states talking to small business owners, CEOs, policymakers, musicians, and mentors about making money, giving back, and balancing life. I find out how they prioritize professional and personal time while still making money. Yes, indeed, our guests are real heavyweights in understanding business and life. So get ready to relax, learn a little bit, and get a cup of coffee ready because my name is Jason Spies and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio.
Sitting on a million, sitting on it every day. Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies. I'm your host today, and thank you folks for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. A place where you can learn how to live life and make money. What a great idea, huh? On today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we sit down with Nick Harab, owner of Harvest Profit, Roger Gushus, owner of the Healthy Oil Seeds. Lynn Helms gives us an update from the Bakken oil fields, talks about where companies are investing their money and where it looks like they're going to be investing in the future. As well as Kristen Burbank, owner of Mojo Fitness Studio, talks about what it's like having a physical business versus an online one. Plus, she talks about yoga and fitness as a product in the health and wellness marketplace. All that, plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million, too.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Robert Gushus, president of Healthy Oil Seeds out of Carrington, North Dakota. How did you get the hemp? I mean, we should mention North Dakota is under a very strict program through the Department of Ag, who's working through, my understanding is, the FDA in order to do this, or they got some sort of congressional approval to do this program. So talk to me about your involvement with this particular program in North Dakota.
Well, it was part of the farm bill, the latest farm bill, that hemp could be grown in the United States, but it was actually as a research project, so all states could go ahead as long as their state legislature would approve the growing of hemp. And I think as of 2016, there are 17 states that were approved to grow hemp. And I definitely wanted to be part of that, just thinking that there's a great opportunity there.
So are you buying other people's hemp? Because my understanding is that you can't really transport it interstate amongst other states. So if somebody grows it in center North Dakota, they're going to have to find a buyer within the state. Am I right on that?
That's pretty much right. Yes, the processing needs to be done. Should be done within the state of North Dakota, and I'm the only processor right now, but I think in the very near future, though, we're going to be able to cross state lines and be able to market our hemp in from North Dakota hemp in Minnesota and some of the other states that have a similar program. It's going to happen. It could happen in 2017.
Now, did you grow last year as well? I'm sorry, I missed that earlier.
Yes, we did grow. We grew 15 acres, and that was the maximum we could grow. The state ag department picked five growers that could grow, each grow 15 acres, and we were one of them picked. I've been farming for about 35 years, and this is kind of one of the, it's always nice to try something different, a new crop, and I was very impressed with hemp seed. It just came up, emerged out of the ground so quick, and after that it grew so quickly, growing maybe even a couple inches a day. It was a very prolific crop, competed well with against weeds. We didn't use any weed control, any pesticides at all, and a little bit of fertilizer, but it could be grown organically very easily.
Did you reapply for this next year?
We're not going to grow it this year. We're getting a transitioning out of agriculture, out of production agriculture, and we're going to be doing only processing. But we did apply for the processing permit again in 2017, but we won't grow it this year on the farm.
So you're just going to buy from the farmers and then turn it into the hemp oil. Am I hearing you right?
Yeah, hemp oil, and then also the cake or the byproduct of the when we're crushing or expelling the hemp oil for, when we're processing the hemp oil, the byproduct is cake, and then we're going to be producing a high-protein powder with that.
Okay, I see. So you end up getting the oil, and then you get, you know, the pulp or the the meat or the bulk, you know, afterwards, and that just turns into the protein powder. Is there anything that you're doing with the stock? I know that we're getting into textiles at that point. My guess is that your plant does not do that, but I'm not sure, so I thought I'd ask.
No, we don't do anything with the fiber, but we are working with two companies that want to start working with the fiber. Right now, I think the state ag department does not approve it, hasn't approved yet that somebody can work with the fiber. We can only do work with the seed right now in the state of North Dakota.
So you mentioned you've got a little problem with when it comes to marketing your items. Is that marketing and distribution, or talk to me a little bit about some of the hurdles you're having here?
Well, there's 17 states that grew hemp in 2016, and all of them are able to market their hemp, process and market their hemp, except for North Dakota. The state ag department continues to ask for permission from the Drug Enforcement Agency, and the Drug Enforcement Agency just is either saying no or not responding.
To listen to the full-length interview with Roger Gushus, president of Healthy Oil Seeds, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard of the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. Up next, Nick Horob, founder of Harvest Profit.
To build out there on the back of the, you know, the domestic oil revolution we have.
And the reason I bring that up, I'm going somewhere with this, is that the oil industry has really taken off out in western North Dakota. You don't live there now. It sounds like you've been in college, and then so you live in Fargo. How long have you been away from the Bakken, western North Dakota?
So I left the Bakken, and I left Williston in 2003, so right at its infancy of when it was getting started in Montana. Growing up, all of my friends' parents who lived through the early 80s oil boom steered us away from the oil field, but this hydraulic fracturing led revolution out there has led to a lot of amazing opportunities that if I was a couple years younger would have probably chosen a completely different path and jumped on that bandwagon.
Well, I think you did, and the reason I bring that up is that oil is going through big data right now. And farming is going through big data right now to where it's really taking over the industry to the tune to where CEOs have told me an oil paradigm shift, rewriting our business model because of the innovations of technology. Now, yeah, it's hydraulic fracturing, and yeah, it's tractors that drive by themselves, but it's more the software that is really the innovation side. Talk to me about what your product is doing to the agriculture world.
So actually, we're taking a slightly different approach. We are taking a big data approach and bringing it to the farm, what I call small data. So we're allowing farmers to track their profitability on a field-by-field level, on a crop year basis, and allow them to make those small data decisions on their farm and just bring a modern, intuitive user interface, an easy-to-use software along with that.
A basic question, who's your customer?
So our customer, we have about 160 farms using our software across 29 states and provinces. Average is, you know, from 20 years old to 40 years old. So essentially, a farmer who's taken over his family's farm from an older generation, probably, let's say, in the last 10 years, and realizing that there's a lot of big dollar decisions that need to be made on their farm, and they need an easy tool to help them track the impact of those decisions over time.
In theory now, I've been tracking the UAS industry since 2007 in farming specifically. Israel's miles ahead of us, for example. And Doug Goring, North Dakota Ag Commissioner, and I, we've been kind of joking for about 10 years now that one day we'll get to the tune to where a drone will fly over a row of sunflowers or potatoes or whatever, and it'll identify one single pathogen, one single disease, and it will send some sort of signal to a little four-wheeler, say that's robotic too, and it'll, you know, perfume mist it out there, saving hundreds of thousands of dollars on pesticides, identifying exactly. Now that's theory, okay? Yep. Where are we at?
So as we sit here in September 2017, John Deere actually bought a company out of California called Blue River Technology. Blue River is built up a portfolio of intellectual property involved with see and spray, so seeing weeds and spraying them instead of doing blanket applications of pesticides or herbicides, selectively spraying weeds in a field, which could revolutionize and minimize the amount of chemicals that are used on the farm. Really game-changing technology that you know is very applicable to farming today if they can make it work in an actual farm with actual crops. You know, spraying weeds and corn when it's 6 inches tall is much different than spraying weeds and corn when it's 4 feet tall. So we need to adapt the technology to real-world farming practices, and that's one downfall I've seen in the UAS industry is if a farmer farms 5,000 acres and his drone can fly 200 on one battery charge, it just it is highly unlikely that he's going to adopt that technology because he has other important tasks that come before it. But the Blue River acquisition, along with more bigger drones, And regional-based imagery, I think, is very exciting going forward and helping farmers and giving them more tools to make on-the-fly decisions.
So you have a full-time job. This company, Harvest Profits, is essentially a side job that you turned into a quasi, hope to be soon, a full-time job. Am I hearing that right?
Yeah. Where the business is at today, you know, it can support me as a full-time job. I have a lot of loyalty to the consulting clients who I've worked with the last 7 or 8 years. And so I'm essentially working, still doing the consulting and working on the software. It's maybe not a scalable approach over time, but we found good traction in our software, and we've only been at it for a year. And frankly, for most of that time, it was just me. So we're going to be faced with some interesting decisions here going forward on how do we continue to grow the software side of the business while still servicing our consulting clients. So there's no easy answer to that, but it's a fun challenge to be presented with.
Interesting story you had about whether this was your intent about prioritizing time. You mentioned about the content part of things, the blog posts, and the importance of content, which I love because I produce content, so I love that. But you brought up the mentioning of it is a lot of work, or a question in the audience. It is a lot of work to produce content and distribute it and manage it. And I liked your story about how you just kind of like, I enjoy it, and I do it at this time. So maybe that is an example, but how do you budget and prioritize your time? Because you're balancing two full-time jobs here.
Yep.
Three.
Yep. So really, it is, to be completely honest and transparent, it is kind of like drinking from a fire hose a lot of times, but I have goals in mind where I want to send out a couple emails a week to my email list, and I really just prioritize getting valuable content in front of them, and then at the same time, you know, at least a few times a month generating a blog post. So those are just two overriding priorities that I think about at all times, and just not jot down ideas I have and go block and tackle them when I find gaps in my schedule.
All right, final thoughts here. Just kind of any final words, final thoughts you might have about your business or anything we left out?
You know, really love the ag sector. Interesting you bring up the oil industry. You know, at the end of the day, people drive by, they see farms, they see oil pumpers, and they don't necessarily understand that there is a lot of dollars and a lot of financial decisions being made that goes into the oil industry, that goes into farming. And we're really excited about helping build a tool set that'll make these financial decisions easier for farming business owners that weren't formally trained as a finance professional. So we're excited about the future of farming. It's interesting bringing up oil. The backbone of an economy is the natural resources that it produces, and we live and breathe that every day. So it's an exciting time as technology continues to grow, but at the end of the day, we still have needs for our natural resources and producing them as efficiently and as effectively as possible.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Good enough.
Perfect. To listen to the full-length interview with Nick Horob, founder of Harvest Profit, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism is part of the Crude Life Media Network. And we're asking you to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
When it's time.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Lynn Helms, Director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources.
Lynn Helms, Department of Mineral Resources.
Here at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, you're speaking, of course, or at least moderating part of a... No, you were on a panel today. What did you talk about today?
Yeah, Jason. Yesterday, I was part of Bakken 2.0 and talked about brand new technologies or coming technologies that we think are going to impact Bakken and North Dakota oil and gas industry. And then today, I was on a panel with John Haryu and Chris, I can't remember Chris's last name, with Liberty Resources.
Right.
And we were talking about improving oil recovery from the Bakken. So we talked about refracts, we talked about new hydraulic fracturing technology, we talked about enhanced oil recovery, and we're behind all those things in a big way, regulatory-wise, and trying to do everything we can to encourage those things. Liberty is also a big proponent doing refracts and getting ready to start a pilot enhanced oil recovery project. And of course, EERC has done all the lab work to help companies know what might and might not work in terms of enhanced oil recovery. So a great triangle there and a good panel and a lot of interest from the audience.
I got silicon written down. I wanted to bring that up because Chris Wright from Liberty Resources did bring that up as an example, and it was a good example about how we had this abundant product that we didn't know how to use properly, and now that we know how to use it, and right away I thought of natural gas. Right away, that's the first thing I thought of. And there are some other things, too, whether it be CO2 as well. And let's touch on that. But then I want to get back to something you said about we're behind on regulation. So if I forget my thought, but let's talk about the silicon and just the abundance of waste, if you will. But it's not waste.
Right. So, you know, Chris used silicon as an example of how mankind looks at things that are abundantly available and doesn't really find a useful purpose for them. And how it was just in the 20th century that we figured out that silicon had an incredible value in terms of electronics, and it powers really modern 21st century life. He was talking about the abundance of ethane and the abundance of produced natural gas in the state of North Dakota, and how just because those are abundant doesn't mean we're thinking innovatively about how to utilize them and make better use of them. So some of the things that we're pushing, obviously enhanced oil recovery, like we talked about, both of those have potential for that. But I don't think you want to forget about the state's efforts through commerce and through work with taxes to try to get value-added industries into the state, so that rather than exporting natural gas or natural gas liquids as a commodity, we actually add value to them, that we create North Dakota jobs, create capital investment in North Dakota, and build an industry that adds value and sells finished products instead of commodities.
After you guys spoke, Governor Burgum took the stage, and normally in this show we don't get political, and it's not meant to be a political statement, and you don't get in the political realm either, although it's all around you all the time, and that's where I'm coming at. His message was about as subtle as sandpaper, that North Dakota's behind on a lot of things. You mentioned we're behind on the regulatory side. He brought up several other things, whether it be from the UAS industry in terms of capturing data, that big data is another thing. That's how I took it, is that North Dakota has got to kick some things in gear. Am I out of line for thinking that?
Well, I don't think that the governor was necessarily, or that I was talking about the fact that we're behind, but we've lost that edge. We've lost that the competition for capital has shifted to Oklahoma and Texas, and largely because the perception is there that they can produce oil cheaper and faster. They're closer to markets. And that if North Dakota is going to take first place again in terms of competition, we've got to become cutting edge first in technology, in regulation, in innovation, in value added, in all the areas that we've been talking about. So we haven't exactly fallen behind, but we haven't continued to innovate to the extent that we maintain first place in terms of where capital wants to go.
And I guess in part of it of falling behind, as you're right, it's not necessarily even falling behind. It's more of an observation and not a warning, but, hey, this is what historically has happened, and if we don't change our behavior or thoughts, this is what's going to happen to us. And I got that out of the big data, the technology, because I don't think people understand the speed of change when you're talking about technology. And I remember 3-4 years ago sitting in a meeting in Bismarck hiring pilots. Now we're talking about drones, and that's within a year or two. What else is changing rapidly out in the oil and gas world?
Well, I think the governor touched on it, and that is automatic data collection and data analysis. We can collect an awful lot of data, but if we don't automate those systems for the data collection so that we're gathering what we need continuously and when we need it, and if we don't automate the analysis of the data, then we just fill enormous amounts of data storage with information that is useless to people in terms of innovation and improvement. So he's really pushing the initiatives of more automatic data collection points and systems to automatically analyze that and alert somebody that there is an issue or an opportunity to make something happen. The oil and gas industry is capable of generating profits in a bull and a bear market. There's a difference, obviously, in a bull market when oil prices are high or rising, capital is attracted to things like drilling and increasing production. In a bear market, when prices are declining, then the shift and the focus is to investing capital in innovation and automation and reducing costs. And so we've seen through state government and through the EERC that same kind of a shift.
To listen to the full-length interview with Lynn Helms, Director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com.
It was time to get back to our hearts and stay true. Back to the ways of John and Jude, reminiscing and Lou. Well, you
music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Back to the way. Oh, 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 back to the way. So back to the way.
If you have any coffee and capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
All we need is four wheels, a full gas tank, and a few miles left. Where all the lonesome souls go. Who wrote their songs of living? Now it's our souls left for the giving. We already know how it's done. Let's put our lives on hold and run, dodging the clouds and heading for the sun.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Kristen Burbank with Mojo Fit Studios.
Difference between the brick and mortar and the online from your perspective?
The difference in the business is probably the biggest thing is you have to have a staff. I mean, if you're going to invest in brick and mortar, you are making that commitment to not only the bills and the heat and all that kind of stuff, but you really are making commitment to managing a team. And so that's much different. I have told our teacher trainers, and Ashley and I have talked about, if you are a yoga teacher that is really just passionate about teaching yoga all the time, brick and mortar is not the place for you to be. If you're interested more in the business side of it, then maybe you go into owning a studio space. But I definitely spend more of my time managing people and bills and space than I do actually getting to enjoy teaching.
And let's just start off by yoga's your product. Okay, correct. So yeah. Talk to me about yoga just as the product itself, you know, as just the industry, as just kind of the peace of mind that it brings.
Yep. Yoga has evolved into many different branches for different people. We kind of focus a little bit more on the fitness. That doesn't mean that we don't have the meditation style and all of that, but we do have a primary focus of more of the power yoga. And it has evolved a lot over the years. It's transitioned into, in some cases, a fitness level. That's why we're called Mojo Fitness. But we also get to bring some of the traditional yoga stuff in as well by practicing some inner calm and inner peace and just bridging that connection of our clients may come in for fitness, but they also get this added value of kind of calming their mind and finding a little bit more peaceful place.
Which we're finding out in Western medicine is more and more important to our health, to our workplace health, to our family health, to our, like I said first, our overall health in terms of cardiovascular, in terms of stress.
Yep.
Stress, the number one killer on the planet.
Right.
So.
Yes.
Yoga is a way to de-stress. Hot yoga, words I can't pronounce, yoga, yoga swings.
Yeah,
it's really become quite an industry to where, I'll compare it to, say, the karate industry. When I was growing up, there was karate.
Right.
And then taekwondo came.
Yep.
And then now you've got Brazilian jiu-jitsu with 47 different versions.
Yeah.
Yoga seems like that, to where it's becoming a little more specialized, and it seems like the trainers and the educators are continuing their education. Is that why we're becoming more specialized, or is it because we're discovering new rocks that work?
I think it's twofold. I think that the students look for a little deepening in their practice, and one way for us to give them that is for us to find variations and get educated in different spaces of yoga, so that we bring a little something different to them so they can continue to grow in their practice rather than just coming to the same type every time. Ashley will probably speak to this a little bit, but she's trained in something called Budokan, which is actually a bridging of that martial arts and yoga together. And so it's just a little different spin. It's also a way for the teachers to sort of get their own niche. So if you look at it from like a, not that yoga teachers are doctors by any means, we say that all the time, but if you look at it from like a doctor might find a special niche to practice in, a yoga teacher might do the same thing where they're going to focus on, we have one teacher right now that's currently doing some extra education on chair yoga to help with people who may not be able to do the traditional poses and they need the chair, or Budokan, which is the martial arts and yoga bridge, which is a really advanced level of yoga.
I love it.
Yeah, it's.
I love the name.
Yeah,
I love everything about it.
It's a lot of fun, but yeah, I think that there it's both. It's the student need, but also the teacher's ability to evolve and desire to evolve. Yeah, you can look at all of. We just launched a new website a couple of months ago, so everything is accessible through there now. Our schedules are all kept up to date. We run a summer and a winter schedule, so the winter schedule transitions over in September. All the pricing is on there. Everybody gets their first 30 days for $30. So it's a nice way for people to step in and just try it out, try all the different classes. We offer heated yoga classes, hot yoga classes, non-heated classes. We have a pretty decent prenatal yoga program along with bar fitness.
To listen to the full-length interview with Kristen Burbank with Mojo Fit Studios, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
'Cause dead, the engine's froze. I feel the wind chill down to my toes. Well, I'm glad I don't live too far away. Well, the moonlight shining on my walk home. I'm breathing in cold, they're exhaling smoke. So quiet, I can hear it all. And I'm walking out. I'm talking, I'm smoking, I'm joking with the people that I
If you have any coffee and capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
People that I know, and I'm thinking, I'm drinking, I'm spinning, I'm grinning. Hope my car starts when I go.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quicker, Jack gonna jump over the candlestick. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guest and interview, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. We'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, please visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and from the staff here at Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we're asking you to be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks.
Hot stuff will say, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4000. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.